English with you, a daily introduction to English words and phrases.
English with you, Jennifer 입니다. English with you는 일상생활에서 자주 쓰이는 다양한 표현들을 익히는 시간이죠. So let's get started today. 오늘의 영어 표현은 to keep something in mind. To keep something in mind입니다. 제가 얼마 전 목과 척추에 좋다는 메모리 폼 베개를 하나 샀는데요. 가게 점원이 이 베개를 사용할 때 주의할 점을 설명해 줬습니다. I decided to purchase a Tempur-Pedic neck pillow the other week. I already knew that this specific type of pillow gives great comfort and support for your head, neck, and shoulders. But I also found out that there is something very important that I need to know and keep in mind if I purchase this pillow. 그럼 먼저 제가 가게 점원과 나눈 대화 내용을 들어보시겠습니다. 오늘의 영어 표현은 to keep something in mind입니다. 잘 들어보세요.
The cooler it gets, the firmer these get.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The warmer it gets, the softer they get. Your body heat, when you're laying on it, that's what helps conform it to
you.
But if it's cold outside and you don't turn your heat on, this is going to get really firm.
I guess I will keep that in mind.
Okay.
And then just right above customer signature there, please. And then this one.
가게 점원은 베개를 사용할 때 주의할 점을 설명해 줬는데요. The cooler it gets, the firmer these get. 온도가 낮아질수록 베개가 딱딱해지고 The warmer it gets, the softer it gets. 따뜻해지면 푹신푹신해진다고 하더라고요. 그런데 밖에 날씨가 너무 추운데 실내 난방을 하지 않으면 베개가 굉장히 딱딱해지니까 주의하라고 했습니다. 그래서 제가 I guess I will keep that in mind 라고 했죠. 오늘의 영어 표현 keep something in mind. Keep something in mind 인데요. If you keep something in mind, you remember the information or advice and consider it at another time. 네, keep something in mind. Keep something in mind. 어떠한 것을 마음에 새겨두다, 기억하다. 명심하다는 뜻입니다. 네, 오늘의 영어 표현 keep something in mind. 어떠한 것을 명심하다라는 뜻이 있다는 것 꼭 기억해 두시고요. 그럼 여기서 오늘의 대화를 다시 들어보겠습니다. Listen carefully.
The cooler it gets, the firmer these get.
Oh, I didn't know
that. The warmer it gets, the softer they get. Your body heat when you're laying on it, that's what helps conform it to you. But if it's cold outside and you don't turn your heat on, this is going to get really firm.
I guess I will keep that in mind.
Okay.
And then just right above customer signature there, please. And then this book.
You're
welcome. Any questions?
네, 본문에서 제가 가게 점원에게 I guess I will keep that in mind. I guess I will keep that in mind 라고 했죠? 네, 오늘의 영어 표현 keep something in mind. 무엇 무엇을 명심하다. Keep something in mind. 꼭 기억해 두세요. 지금까지 English with You의 Jennifer 이었습니다.